I'm Ronan Gardner. I'm the publisher of Men's Health magazine. I'm delighted to speak to you this morning about the Men's Health Urban Athlon and Festival, and you can find details about the entire event on menshealthurbanathlon.com. Oh, Urban fabulous. Athlon is URBANATHLON.
You know, I have to say, take a detour here. I regularly talk with Peter Moore. Your editor.
He is
fantastic. And he was telling me about how subscriptions to Men's Health are way up since you introduced something special on the iPad. And people are just, I mean, there are like hundreds of new subscriptions coming in every day to the magazine.
That's
floored.
That's absolutely correct. Yes.
Oh, it's amazing. I think because it's partly because of the iPad, don't you? I mean, it's so I can't do without mine.
Very much so. I couldn't agree with you more. I think the tablet space is incredibly exciting for everyone in the publishing industry. We recently relaunched Men's Health on the iPad on the new Adobe platform, effective with our November issue, and we've seen subscriptions, as you said, go through the roof. It's a very engaging experience. There are a ton of enhancements to the issue, and it's only going to get better.
Well, I'd like to do something in the coming weeks about that particular aspect, because I think that it could really just rejuvenate magazine subscriptions, especially yours. So
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree with you. And it gives us so much artistic license, and there's so much room for, you know, exciting creative additions to, you know, the paper version of the publication. So, yeah, it's very exciting.
I don't know if you get this from women, but I'm obviously not a guy, but I love Men's Health. I really do. I read it all the time.
So. I love that. Traditionally, we've always had about a 15% female readership, and that's actually reflected in the Urban Athlon, where about 15% of the competitors are also women. So, most things guys can do, women tend to do a little bit better, and I don't think there's any exception where the Urban Athlon is concerned.
Well, I like
hearing
that.
We know our place, Pat. We know our place.
Okay, Ronan. Well, let's talk about the Urban Athlon. First of all, this is not a new thing. You've been doing this for a while. And has it always been done in New York? I see that you are adding other cities.
We are indeed. We actually launched the Urban Athlon in New York in 2006. It took place here through 2008 when, due to being capped from a participant perspective, we actually moved the event to Chicago. This year, we're back in New York for the first time since 2008 with no cap to the field size, and indeed, we're expecting twice the number of participants this year as we had back in 08.
Now, there are some crazy events in the Urban Athlon. Tell me about them.
Well, the race is really an event unlike anything else, I think, that's out there. It's an approximately 9.5-mile race incorporating obstacles and indeed city landmarks as challenges within the race course itself. Those obstacles vary from, this year in New York, two stair climbs, one inside City Field, one inside Arthur Ashe Stadium, approximately a mile of stairs, city buses that you have to climb over, taxi cabs that you have to hurdle over, monkey bars, marine hurdles, cargo net crawls, you name it.
So you have to be pretty fit to participate, but then again, your readers are.
You have to be pretty fit, and maybe a little bit crazy helps as well.
All right, now, whose idea was this? Was this anybody in particular's brainchild, or was it the staff at Men's Health that came up with this idea?
It was a very, very collaborative effort. It was folks on the marketing side, folks on the editorial side, really a large group of people sitting in a room coming up with as crazy ideas as possible and bringing them together under the guise of the Urban Athlon.
Well, it certainly works. Tell us the date of the Urban Athlon in New York this year, how listeners can sign up, and where it starts and ends.
You bet. The race will actually take place in Flushing Meadows in Queens. The date itself is Saturday, October 29th. The race will begin at 8 a.m. You can still sign up. Registration closes on Wednesday, October 26th at 8 p.m.
Okay, that's coming up. Tell us what you think the most challenging part of the Urban Athlon. I guess it would differ from person to person, but what do you personally think the most challenging part of the Urban Athlon is?
That's a great question, because I think if you asked, you know, six different people, you'd probably get six different answers. For me, it's probably the stair climb. You know, a lot of guys have a rough idea how to train for, you know, a 9.5 mile run. Most guys will work on upper body strength for the monkey bars, for the marine hurdles. You know, the taxi cabs obviously take a little bit of creativity. But the stair climb, it's over a mile of stairs inside Citi Field and inside Arthur Ashe Stadium, and that's something that very few people are prepared for on a, you know, on a day-to-day, on a day-to-day basis.
My legs are burning just thinking about it. Now, not only the Urban Athlon is for the athletes, but if you aren't athletically inclined, there's a festival going on as well.
There is indeed. Again, one of the big points of difference, I think, of this event and almost any other is anchoring the race itself is a day-long festival. The festival starts at 9 a.m. It's completely free of charge to the public. For most participants, they'll have supporters with them who will enjoy the festival. We have live bands performing. It's actually an 80s cover band called Rubik's Cube. How about that for a fitting name for
right.
an 80s band?
Yeah. That's
there are
great.
Food tents, beer stations, and lots of engaging and interactive things for spectators and indeed racers to do once they finish the event.
Now, we were talking about this a little bit at the top of the interview, and Men's Health Online, especially on the iPad, it's so exciting. And I see here that you even have a training app for those who want to be urban athletes but can't participate in this year's event. Tell me about that aspect.
We do indeed, and that's brand new for us this year. We're very, very active, of course, in the app space, and this year we launched the Urban Athlon app for the first time. It includes everything from training tips to tips on how to overcome the obstacles. You can sign up for the race, of course, using the app, and we've even created 700 different Urban Athlon-style challenges in six different cities, Boston, L.A., D.C., New York, San Francisco, and Chicago. So to your point, even if you can't make it to the actual event itself, you can train for the event and you can become an urban athlete.
Now, speaking to that, how do people train for the Urban Athlon? I guess they really just have to bring their best game, right, to the challenge.
They do indeed. I think the Urban Athlon truly embodies the men's health, work hard, play hard spirit. You know, very few people have ever done an event like this before. Obviously, we reach a huge number of fitness enthusiasts, but I think everyone approaches this event from a very different perspective. You know, it's important, of course, to build stamina. You also need a certain level of strength to tackle the event. But I think everyone approaches it from a very, very different angle.
Well, that's what makes it so exciting. All right, tell us one more time when it is and where it is, and we'll call it a day.
Absolutely. Well, as I said earlier, we are so excited to be back in New York City. The event takes place this Saturday, October 29th. The race starts at 8 a.m. It's in Flushing Meadows. The race incorporates seven different obstacles, two stair climbs, one inside Citi Field, one inside Arthur Ashe Stadium, and you can still sign up to participate in the event. Registration closes this Wednesday, October 26th at 8 p.m. Go to menshealthurbanathlon.com to sign up.